It was the evening of my 13th birthday in the summer of 1953, and the South Carolina heat was as thick as Gammy's honey. Overweight clouds colluded angrily to create the perfect summer storm, and indoors, ceiling fans swish-swished, flapping at neck curtains, pulling strands of hair out of tied-back ponytails, and forced condensation on glasses to drip quicker and quicker toward polished side tables. I lay on the porch in my blue cotton dress, my skinny arms and legs jutting out like bare sticks, my hair fanned out behind me, and waited for the inevitable storm that would clear the air and give us some respite from the fever that had grasped us all.
"It won't come yet," my older brother Billy assured me.
I looked up at him and watched as he climbed onto the porch swing, an iced tea in his hands.
"Where do you get that?" I asked, sitting up.
"Mom just made some."
"She never shouted for me."
I stood now, indignant at being left out.
"That's probably because I'm her favorite," Billy grinned.
I stuck my tongue out at him, a childish gesture for someone who had just turned 13, but I had no other comeback, and Billy knew it. If I had dared to play punch him in the arm or tell on him, he would fight me, tickle me, and then rub my head and say, "You should have been born a boy." As I walked away, Billy grabbed my arm.
"Hey, wait a minute. Come sit with your big bro."
I shook my arm free from his grasp, feeling the sweat from his palm still on my skin.
"You need to wash. You're disgusting," I told him, and wiped the dampness from my arm.
"Sit,"
he commanded, but he had a smile on his face, like Pops did when he had drunk two beers. I squeezed in next to him on the porch swing, and with tiptoes, pushed it backwards to get it rocking. Billy, for once, mirrored me, and we sat for a few minutes happily swinging back and forth.
"You're a teenager,"
he finally said.
"Yep, and so are you."
"I'm almost a man."
He nudged me with his shoulder.
"I'll be at college next year. You'll miss me."
"I won't."
I placed my feet flat on the wooden porch and stopped the swing.
"And you're not a man. You still read those stupid comic books. Men don't do that."
I stood and looked at him. His smile had gone, his thin lips pressed together in a straight line, his green cat-like eyes on me as if he were waiting for my next move.
"Here,"
he said, and handed me his iced tea.
"Tell Mom I'm going to study at Carl's."
The glass was cold under my fingertips, and I wasn't sure whether he was trying to trick me, but the punch, the chase, or the put-down didn't come. He stood and walked down the porch steps, whistling a song. I watched as the taillights from Pop's old truck disappeared down the street, sitting alone, still not drinking the iced tea, wondering why he was being nice to me and why I had to ruin it.